In Liberia, more Nigerian peacekeeping troops arrived today, but fighting continued between rebels and government forces loyal to President Charles Taylor. The Liberian leader has promised to give up power 6 days from now. American Marines are in transport ships offshore as the Bush administration considers committing U.S. troops. Here's a background primer with Edmund Keller. He's a specialist in African politics and the director of the Globalization Research Center Africa at the University of California, Los Angeles. Edmund Keller, tell me, how did Liberia get to where it is today?
Well, it's a long story. You know, Liberia was more or less created by the United States in the early 1800s. And populated, at least in the leadership class, with freed slaves. And then by 1847, it became a republic. The Americo-Liberians who ruled the country up until 1980 basically were a class unto themselves, a plantation aristocracy, if you will.
How did they get on with the native Liberians?
Well, they discriminated against them historically. But in the 1940s, with the election of President Tubman, he began to try to introduce some policies which made a lot of the local Africans better. But he was followed by Tobert. And Tobert returned to some of the bad policies of the past and immiserated a lot of the local Africans. And this led to a coup in 1980 with Sergeant Samuel K. Doe overthrowing the Liberian government. And he promised a new day, but in fact, in 9 years of rule, he became a ruthless dictator, and that turned other ethnic groups against him. And one of his opponents ended up being the current president, Charles Taylor, who opened up a guerrilla campaign against him in 1989.
And that ultimately succeeded, and Charles Taylor took over the country. And...
Right. Charles Taylor took over the country. There was bitter infighting among rebel groups until about 1996. In 1996, a ceasefire was agreed upon, a transitional government was agreed upon. There were elections in 97 where Taylor won in a landslide. But this civil war never really ceased.
So who's opposing Charles Taylor now?
Well, Charles Taylor is being opposed by two splinter groups from his own group. One, which is called LURD, the Liberians for Unity and Reconciliation and Democracy, and then another one called MODEL, which is Movement for Democracy in Liberia. And between the two groups, they control about two-thirds of the country. There is talk that the U.S. should become involved, and some theorists seem to think that, you know, when you send these external forces in, they shouldn't be just out there to try and keep the peace, but they should be about trying to suppress whatever conflicts there are. And the pressure now is for the United States to do this in Liberia, particularly since Liberia was more or less created by the United States.
Edmund J. Keller is director of the Globalization Research Center Africa at the University of California, Los Angeles.